welcome back to Eco Talk, and we promised you we'd try to keep things on the lighter side because some of the things we talk about are pretty serious. Sometimes they can get pretty grim, but we really want to provide a full range because, after all, some of this stuff is so pathetic it's funny, and some of it's just plain funny. Well, it's time now for some potty talk. You decide what it is. Remember when we were kids and our parents talked to us about doing number one, number two in the bathroom? You may have called it something else. Well, now grown-ups are talking about dual-flush water-saving toilets. Shauna Weber, our science advisor, now has the poop on Potty Talk.
That's a sound most of us hear every day. Chances are you are pampered by the presence of the porcelain throne and the massive infrastructure that goes along with it. Now that's drinking water from my kitchen sink. It's the same water used to flush my toilet. Seems like a waste. So why don't we use collected rainwater or filter and reuse the water from our sinks and showers? Why not use that water for flushing toilets? In some cases, that's exactly what we're doing. But that infrastructure has not yet reached most of the millions of homes in this country. So what do we do in the meantime? I am fortunate to work as a sustainability professional at a major university. My job is to help the institution as a whole be environmentally responsible. This means I'm involved in the design of buildings, the consideration of products we buy and waste we create, curriculum design, and strategizing how to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. No 2 days are the same, and that suits me very well. But getting back to toilets. Water conservation always comes up in construction design meetings now. When I began this job a few months ago, I mentioned what are called dual-flush toilets as a possible water-saving fixture. I got blank stares. When I explained they have a super low-flow flush function for number one activities, the stares became little grins. Potty talk never fails to lighten things up. So we installed two to test them out. I went into the bathroom with a coworker to check it out.
This is what I see when I open the door. I see a regular toilet with a green handle, which is different than a normal handle. But other than that, it's shaped the same way.
And it even comes with instructions.
I see a little sticker that says water-saving dual-function handle. It tells me up for liquid waste and flush down for solid waste.
Pretty clear, but then somebody got analytical on us.
Question was whether toilet paper was a solid waste, and if so, then they would continue to flush down.
Which wouldn't save any water at all.
Correct. It's up for liquid and paper, and down for solid and paper.
Seems pretty simple, but a few interesting points started coming up. Bathroom etiquette is a complicated business. It seems that most people wouldn't touch a bathroom handle for anything. Apparently, it's hard to ignore that voice from our childhood that says, "Don't touch it. Use your foot."
Are you a foot or a hand person?
Foot.
And you don't have it. Do you have any trouble like doing it up?
Unless you're gonna give me a Purell right there next to it, I'm not touching anything.
But there are a few brave souls.
I saw the sign and I decided to touch the thing because I wanted to see how it felt.
She's referring to the special green handle on this particular product, which is described on the instructions as being coated to protect against germs. The dual-flush toilets we're trying use 1.1 gallons per flush for liquid waste and 1.6 gallons for solid. If we installed these all over campus and everyone did a number one twice a day, we could save up to 10,000 gallons each day. You could easily fill a backyard swimming pool with that. Everyone understands that saving water is a good thing. The trick is finding ways to change our habits that actually work. If we find that most people won't use the low flow function because they can't get the hang of doing that with their foot or they can't remember to flush up, then this particular product won't work, but another will. So we'll keep testing. There are so many fun options to try when finding the path toward global sustainability. Our little experiment has gotten people talking, laughing, and having fun.
So you like it?
I liked it. I thought it was a good idea.
Shauna Weber for EcoTalk.
And thank you, Shauna. And we were traveling in Europe this past summer, and dual flush toilets are in almost every hotel room that we were in France and Italy. So they are brilliant. They're in place, and we need to start seeing more of them in our country. Want to thank you for joining us. And coming up later this week on EcoTalk, we'll hear more about the war on science within the EPA. In a secretly leaked memo, we've learned that the Bush administration is planning to shut down labs and fire scientists, handing over scientific review of harmful chemicals to industry, putting our public health at risk. And an advocate for the agency, staff scientist, says that they are rebelling, the scientists at EPA, against what they say are violations of government integrity in science. You won't want to miss that. And also, coming up this week on EcoTalk, an electric car that is faster than a Ferrari. Political pollster John Zogby of the Zogby Poll will tell us how Americans feel about environmental issues right now. And a man who, in the tradition of supersize me, went on a low-carbon diet, David Gottfried from the U.S. Green Building Council, will join us. And he wrote a great book called From Greed to Green. He was in the business of raising money, some financial job, and he decided that he needed to make a switch. He had a little eco-epiphany, and it's a very interesting story. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to be having some reports on green building. There's a big green building conference coming up later this week in the Bay Area, and we'll have some stories on what you can do to green your home on a budget. And now for our tip of the day. This one is from our favorite book, and that's Nerdy Books. It's just the tips, man, on how to protect the environment. This is tip number 181. Spare the rainforest, eat fewer burgers. According to the United Nations, more than 50 million acres of rainforest, an area the size of England, Scotland, and Wales, are destroyed or seriously degraded every year, a large portion of it for cattle ranching to provide a cheaper fast food hamburger for developed countries. We'll be talking more about this, of course. It is a big ecological issue, the impact of being a meat eater and then the collective impact on our country. And I want to mention that we are made possible by our sponsors, our environmental partners, and we are proud to be sponsored in part by the Union of Concerned Scientists, a science-based nonprofit combining independent research and citizen action to achieve innovative solutions for healthy environment and safer world. On the web at ucsusa.org, and you can find us on the web at www.ecotalk.net. And thanks for joining us for this edition of EcoTalk, broadcasting from Green Street in San Francisco. See you next time.
Save the planet.